All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love food.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't, right?
Of course.
And I think we all know that food, you know, it's more than just sustenance, right?
It is.
It's culture. It's history. It's
memories.
Memories.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And today's deep dive is really fascinating, I think. We've got a text here, and it's all about, you know, one of those, like, classic picnic foods.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also kind of controversial.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you think of, like, you know what could be controversial about this?
Right.
It's so simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's coleslaw.
Oh, coleslaw. Okay.
Yeah. And you hear coleslaw, you think, like, okay, you know, Dutch, yeah. Netherlands, exactly.
Right.
But this text,
mm-hmm.
it really goes into, like, how coleslaw's relationship with the Netherlands.
Yeah.
It might not be what we all think it is.
Well, I'm interested to hear more.
Yeah, and what's so interesting to me is mm-hmm. it's like the author of this.
Yeah.
That they're not just like, here are some facts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can tell they have strong opinions about this.
Okay.
They see that coleslaw is like a crime against cabbage.
Wow.
Yeah.
A crime against cabbage?
A crime against cabbage. So, you know, they're coming in hot, right?
Yeah. Strong opinions.
Strong opinions, yeah. And so...
Well, now I got to know, like, what's the basis of this crime?
Yeah, and I think... To start off, you know, mm-hmm. we got to acknowledge, like, yeah, okay, the word coleslaw,
yeah.
it does come from the Dutch coleslaw. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Cool is cabbage and is salad.
Yeah. So it's just cabbage salad.
Just cabbage salad. But the text says that the Dutch don't really eat coleslaw.
Wait, so hold on. That's part of funny
situation. If the word coleslaw comes from Dutch,
yeah.
then why wouldn't the Dutch eat it?
Right.
Like, are you saying Italians don't eat pizza?
Well, no, it's not quite like that.
What the text is saying is mm-hmm. that the Dutch may have invented the word,
mm-hmm.
but they never meant for it to be this creamy mayonnaise-y side dish
mm-hmm.
that we know and some of us love today.
So are they saying it's like a...
It's like a fake...
A clerical error.
A clerical error.
They call it a clerical error.
Yeah.
In culinary history.
Okay, so how does a clerical error like that...
Right.
Even happen.
Well, you know, food history is full of twists and turns and changes, you know, and dishes evolve over time.
Yeah.
They migrate across cultures and sometimes the meaning gets lost in translation.
So they're saying like coleslaw. It's like a game of telephone.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like a game of telephone.
Yeah.
You know, like think about pizza. Italians invented it, right?
Right.
But, you know, there's deep dish Chicago style.
Yeah.
There's Japanese mayo pizza,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not sure if you've ever had.
I've never even heard of that.
I've never even heard of that.
It's a thing. And it's very different from a classic Italian pizza.
So are we saying then that like somewhere along the line, coleslaw, it just like took on this whole.
Yeah, it took on a life of its own.
Life of its own, yeah.
Far removed from its Dutch roots.
And the author of this, they seem to take issue with that.
Yeah, they're not happy about it.
They're like almost offended by like the American obsession with coleslaw.
That Americans talk about good coleslaw versus bad coleslaw.
Right, like it's high art.
Like it's high art.
Right.
And you know, that's. Yeah. That's understandable, right?
It's like someone
who's your family recipe.
Food is tied to cultural identity.
I'm like, oh, I feel it better.
Yeah, it's understandable that they would feel a bit protective.
Right. And so
of something with roots in their culture.
If this coleslaw that we know isn't really the authentic Dutch thing.
Right. Then what should we be trying?
Well, they have some suggestions. Okay. If you want real Dutch food,
okay.
They recommend trying a bitterballen.
Okay.
Which are these savory little meat croquettes.
Okay.
Or stampot.
Stampot.
Which is mashed potatoes with vegetables.
Right.
Really hearty.
All right.
Or brugge herring.
Brugge herring.
Which is a raw herring sandwich.
Okay.
So, you know, there's...
So next time I'm, you know...
More to Dutch cuisine.
Planning a picnic.
Yeah.
Should I be, like, questioning the authenticity of my coleslaw?
I mean, maybe not in a literal sense, but...
Right.
But, you know, it's a good reminder... That food has a history.
Right.
And even something simple like coleslaw can have these unexpected origins and connections.
Right.
And it makes me wonder, you know, what other dishes have evolved and changed and morphed into something new?
Right. What other like culinary...
Yeah. What other clerical errors?
Clerical errors are out there.
Are hiding in plain sight?
Yeah. So
something to think about.
Something to think about.
The next time you sit down for a meal.
Yeah. And what does your food tell you?
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for joining us on another deep dive.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time.